focus and discipline isn't about the outcome. It's not about the status. It's not about the external reward. It's a way of being true to yourself. And it's a way of knowing the difference between what's authentic and real or what is inauthentic. And we were talking about you finding your inner joy and cultivating that. What is that unique thing that brings your passions and interests into alignment? It's like, oh, that feels right, even if it's hard.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
When you start something and it's just you, it's you at your kitchen table, it's you at your desk, it's you on the phone, it's you building the things. And people, I think, genuinely don't understand that. However, I know our community right here, these are like strivers. These are people who, they get it. Like, that's one thing I love about our community. This is a hard working, humble, go at it, you know, try to be your best group of people. Cause I've been seeing and watching everyone's comments. Even when we suck, we all are like, we're striving. These are strivers. We call you guys growth crew sometimes. Like, this is our, like, every day I don't feel great about doing something. I'm like, I got a growth crew out there. They're doing the same stuff. Yeah. They're working through the same. Jamie experienced nothing last night that is unique. when you think what you're going through is unique, this is my message to everyone in this community. Whenever you think you're going through something unique, one, humble yourself. Someone's already been there and already done that. In fact, in world history, we know a billion people probably have gone through that. So next, we have to go, hey, okay, that can either bother me and say, oh, I'm just part of it, or that can inspire you and go, you know what? Other people have gone through this too. How cool is that, that I get to share this journey? You know, I get to climb this mountain with other people who have faced it too. I'm not on this mountain alone. I'm not inventing the mountain. God's built this path a long time ago. It is road war. And those reminders, those are what keep me going when I'm doing the paperwork, doing the tedious stuff, doing the editing, doing the, like, I was up video editing last night, a bunch of stuff I had to edit, and I'm going through it. And I was like, this just hurts right now. And I'm like, but think of how many YouTubers right now are dreaming of editing their first video and getting their first 100 views or first 1,000 views. That's so cool, you know? So we're all part of it. Growth Day, we're all part of it, guys. We're all part of it.
Yeah. So you were up all night video editing. Like you were.
Yeah. Up until probably 9 was that part of it. And then after that, it was just a ton of strategy and thinking through. And it's just been, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
We're doing a launch of growth. I simultaneously run a bunch of other companies. And so it's a lot. So how did you pull through? Because that's how I do it. What do you do?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I don't know how this is happening, but there's days where you like, we both went on a walk at 5 p.m. at the same time. Like, I don't know what's going on. I think we're just all meant to be in community together and sharing this like real stuff going on. Because last night, this true story for anyone who, like you said, someone's already done it, right? And I think the beauty in that is it helps us feel less alone when we're going through this space of like, oh my gosh, things aren't going my way, whatever, you know, this isn't as glamorous as I thought, whatever. Thankfully, I've been through that rodeo so many times in building It Cosmetics, where it was never as glamorous as I thought it was going to be. So I'm used to that part. But last night, it's just funny, you're editing video. So last night, I didn't get the graphics in time for the event that had the website on them, which is, you know, when you want people to share the news. I haven't even spoke, you know, I shared on Growth Day yesterday in the morning show about the big event, but I hadn't posted on my own social till today. So last night I needed those graphics. They hadn't come in yet. So I was in that app called OneShot, literally designing, InShot. Thank you. I was in InShot designing the graphics to have a website on the bottom because they hadn't come in yet. And so like you do whatever it takes, right? You do what you got to do. So I was up all night designing all these graphics, and that's some of them are what I was able to post this morning on my Instagram because we're 9 days out from the event. And so it's like, you do what you got to do. And one of the things Brendan says a lot that so many of you have posted and reposted and interpreted in your own way is who needs you on your A game. And for me, that's also another way of saying like, what's my bigger mission? What's the thing, who am I serving that's greater than myself? What's the thing bigger? Yes. And, you know, it reminds me of so many times at Cosmetics when we built this company from scratch, right? And tried to enter this crowded space, which felt impossible to break through in the whole beauty world, and faced, you know, dealt with years and years of rejections and no's and all that. When we finally started growing, I really think how we used focus and how the leaders, when I finally started hiring enough, when I could finally afford to hire people, and we grew to over 1,000 employees, and we had leaders so much smarter than me in all these departments, and how we were able to grow, one of the big reasons was focus. And it was funny, I was talking to Paulo about this last night. By the way, can I just share something with you, keeping it real? Paulo watches these morning shows.
What? Hey, Paulo. I love him.
No, but this is his nature because for 10 years on QVC, right? Here's the thing, you guys, for 10 years,
I would be live watching
on QVC. He watches the show by the second in the green room, and then he gives me feedback after on what worked, what didn't work, what people responded to. So now though, I'm not selling anything. I'm just showing up to grow with Brendan and just celebrate in community. And he still gives me feedback. And I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
Good man. Good. No, like, but you want it. You love that. I mean, you ask me often. Listen, high performers ask for feedback. You do. You ask me, how's this going?
That's true.
You check in with me all the time. Is this okay? Do we like this? Are we having fun? And
definitely.
I think that's a huge thing to performance, but also to passion and discipline.
Yeah.
Like if you're not getting the feedback, there's nothing to challenge yourself on. If there's nothing to challenge yourself on, then you'll lose the passion, right? It's just like in the company, if you're running a company and it doesn't grow, you start losing the passion because you're like, oh, there's no rhythm to our growth. We're not pushing any boundary here. We're not trying new things. And so I think it's a huge thing.
It's huge.
As long as I understand too, we might not always want it from our spouses. I totally get it.
That's the thing. You know, for me, you know me, I will ask. I remember the first time I did a keynote on your stage and you instantly went into, here's what you could, all the things that I could. I'm like, oh, tell me more. Like, feedback is such a gift. Like, I have no ego about it and I crave it. And then I would say the one caveat is when it's your spouse, sometimes you just don't, like, if you hung the painting wrong, you don't want to hear about it. Like, you know what I mean? So that's the tricky part, but I'm so grateful. Sure. How amazing. He's literally up in the morning watching this show. And he adores you, man. Of course.
So. Oh, he's the man. I appreciate that. That's super kind. And Denise, Denise watches too. And, I will say I love her feedback. Maybe not around the house or about how I leave cups like this.
That's it.
I don't know if you can y'all see that. That's the morning shake there. It's so thick out of a. So I got a lot of feedback about not leaving these around the house, but Denise has guided me to being a better man. She's helped me build a better community and business. She's helped me choose our offerings and our design, our feel, and
she helped me pick a book cover.
Helped you pick the book cover. I mean, almost everything that looks good in my career or brand came from some conversation with Denise. So, I know we both lucked out on people supporting the dream and doing the hard work behind it.
Yeah.
That, you know, Paula wasn't on, you know, QVC a kerbillion times, but is running the company, and that, like, those things are priceless. And I actually, and this is going to sound weird, I encourage couples to give each other way more feedback. Mm-hmm. They just need to learn how to do it and where to pick their targets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't need, like, I love how you said, you don't need feedback on everything, and you have to do it with openness and grace and humility and compassion for the other person too, which is hard. The more you're around people, the easier it is to be flippant and be like, bop, 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 bop. And we have to remind ourselves, all right, everybody is sensitive to feedback. Let me enter this conversation. Like, even when I gave you got done on the stage, right? And here I am, I'm nervous, right? I'm talking to Jamie Kern Lima. She's just spoke on my stage as a gift to my audience, blew it out of the water, got an unbelievable standing ovation. Probably my very first ever moment where I saw somebody on stage for their real first time, in terms of like a full keynote about their story, smash it that hard. And I'm backstage and I'm like, you know what? I'm nervous, but I'm gonna give her some feedback. And she's more successful than me. She just crushed it out there. But also, if you have a passion about a thing, or you've observed a thing a lot of times, you worked a lot of things, and you feel that compelling, the way to do it is you enter the conversation softly. So I entered, I said, I don't remember how timid I was. I was like, it was so amazing. I'm hugging you. We're celebrating. We're like basically dancing back there. And I was like, would you like any feedback on? And I'm like, so sensitive. I'm like, would you like any feedback on that? Cause I saw some, and you're like, oh, let's go. And I said, oh, you sure? And so I delicately walked you to the stage. Everyone was going away. And then when I saw you were in there, I'm like grabbing your arm. I'm like, look what you can do on stage. And it was great because you were open to it. And I think that's important. But also I was very sensitive to it because a lot of people who I've done that to, that really shakes them up, Jamie. Could you imagine you speak to a couple thousand of my audience, you come off stage and I'm like, I have some tips for you. Not everybody jams with that.
Right.
So hi, Jamie, give a round of applause for taking the feedback.
Always.
So improved on it. And me too. She gives me tons of feedback, which has been super helpful.
Yeah, no, feedback's almost always a gift. Yeah, I think anyone who works with a friend or a family member or a partner or a spouse, then it's so tricky, right? Because you have those the delicate balance of when you bring it all in and all that. And, but anyways, you know, one thing I want to share just in case someone needs this reminder or inspiration today is really around the idea of focus. And, you know, one of the things you always share that's so inspiring to everyone is, you know, show up, but also no matter how small you start something that matters. And, you know, the truth is when we started this morning show, I think it was the day of, I remember, or the day before, I remember saying to you, Brendan, you know, maybe I don't even know if we'll like it. It may not even be fun. I don't even know how it'll go. We've never done this. I'm just so grateful and excited about how it's just become this boost of joy and inspiration, and how all together as a community, we're really like setting our day up for success. We're setting our day up with inspiration and growth and gratitude and frameworks and nonsense sometimes, but really great content other times. And I'm just really, really grateful. I couldn't have imagined it being so fun. And also, I think that when things are fun, they're sometimes easy.
I don't know. Does anyone feel like New Year's was 7 years ago? Sometimes. I'm like, anyone? I mean, was New Year's a short while ago or a long while ago? I would love to gauge like how people are experiencing the year right now, because in some ways, Jamie and I are in this group. I have this group of we're in Growth Day, obviously, and we're Growth Day teachers and coaches, and we have this group of our friends that we are always together with. And I got this notification on my phone where it shows you like all these photos of a year ago. And a year ago, we were, you know, we just finished a big event. Jamie spoke at it, I think, and then we did. We had our mastermind. That's what it was. And anyway, I saw these pictures and I looked at them. That feels so long ago. But then at the same time, when I think of all the things that happened in the last year, it's also like a short, I don't, it's such a weird time bender right now. I don't know if anyone experiences that, but it's been super strange.
You know, I think just one call out about that. And this is again, going back to focus and who needs you on your A game. I think for you, having such a big vision of Growth Day and building that, like when we are so focused on the bigger mission, on something bigger than ourselves, on serving, I think that's when everything just flows and flies and all the things. And, you know, I was talking to Paulo about this, that, you know, on the topic of focus, that with it Cosmetics, when we did finally start building, finally got over 1,000 employees, one of the things is we were laser focused on what is that mission and what is our authentic mission, right? And not getting distracted by what someone else is doing or what's hot over here or what's the buzzword of the moment, right?
Yeah.
Right now in this day and age, so many people are talking about pivoting because we are coming out of a hard year and people are having to pivot and are having to do things in their businesses online, et cetera, et cetera. But I think when you do pivot or when you consider pivoting, I think it is so important that you remember, you know, your bigger mission and that you keep that through line of authenticity to it.
Yes.
And there were absolutely focus and discipline on what that authentic through line is for you. Right now, people are so tempted to pivot to all kinds of stuff that it's a distraction. And I remember inside my company at Cosmetics, when I finally started hiring people from the beauty industry, which I wasn't from, you know, I had no beauty experience. I was finally able to hire different experts as we grew and grew and grew to over 1,000 employees. And one of the things that would happen all the time is they would bring things to me that was, you know, data-driven research on what products are hot right now or what competitors doing what. Mm-hmm. And listen, I appreciated it. But what I would say over and over and over, Brendan, to the point where I think like everyone could repeat this in my company probably, and I'll say it forever. I still say it to them and I don't run the business anymore. I still say it to them when I see them launch, you know, do something. I'm like, oh, I always say like our greatest threat to our business isn't what our competition's doing. It's not our competition. Our greatest threat to our business is if we ever get distracted by what our competition is doing and actually get tempted to dilute our own secret sauce. Yeah. And I would say that over and over and over. And I believe that's how we were able to build something that mattered. I believe it was how we were able to build something that lasted. I believe it was how we were able to build something that was different from all the other brands, which then made it valuable, which then made it a huge acquisition target for a lot of other people. So, you know, focus. I just calling that out today when it comes to Focus Week on Growth Day.
Well, a lot of people, I think when you add the word, when we say focus and we say and discipline, a big part of that and discipline part is honoring the difficulties and the hardships without quitting or pivoting. You know, people don't realize, forgive the sports metaphor, but maybe it helps for some people, is, you know, Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl in 2001, 2002, 2003. I might have my dates a little off, forgive me. But he wins three in a row, basically. Then he goes into 10 years. They don't win. A decade. Does not win. A decade, gets older. A decade, teams change. A decade, everyone gets younger. A decade, but he keeps going, wins again. You know, everyone has that winter of time when there's all the reasons to pivot and quit because it's hard. Look at Churchill, right? They call it his wilderness years. So many years where he's out, he's on the out. They don't listen to him. They don't respect him. It's like, and then he goes on to save the world in World War II, right? Or look at like any modern sports figure or any great leader. There were times when you weren't number one, when you were down, when you felt like you were at the beginning of the mountain and you're watching everybody go by. And it's just like, no, sometimes that slow and steady wins the race. We all know that. It's true. In my industry, the number of people who I've seen come on, huge, you know, huge video views, or all of a sudden they've got a million on YouTube, or they've got, you know, all these emails, or did that event or that huge book, or the podcast blows up, right? And I'll see that, and a part of me will go, oh, I should do what they're doing, because look, they just skate by me on how many views they got or subscribers or whatever. And I'm like, I just do the Brendan Show. Like, literally, I do my thing the way that I enjoy it, the way that I feel is my unique contribution to the world. I'm going to stay on that. And you know what? Over a period of 10 years, I don't have a peer in a decade long experience, right? Like, at least that I'm aware of, that over a decade had that many, you know, experiences, video views, events, coaching, clients, like the deep impact online for personal development. In terms of who was actually doing it too, like literally the creator, like I run it, I build, I'm still video, you heard me, I'm still video editing, right? Like 20 years in. So yeah. I think it's important, and I don't say that to be braggadocious. I go, I'm actually slow and steady. I just focus. I show up, I do my thing, and I don't worry about everybody else with all the gimmicks and all the things. And also when people pass me and they have those spikes, I'm like, that's awesome. I wonder where they're going to be at in 10 years, because I'm willing, you know, no comparison to Tom Brady, because I have no sports game whatsoever, but I'm willing to have the 10 years of when it's just the, you know, grinding, working through, but staying disciplined. One thing that people don't know is part of focus and discipline is you're still in the game. Like, I love Brady's example of, you know, most people, football is only 5-6 months, right? And so his off season isn't entirely different in his routines as his on season, because he's always in training. You're always in training. You're always in motion. So just stay in the game a little bit longer. Many of you, you're so close to having the breakthrough in your business or in your sales, in your marriage or in your health, in your finance. You're so, if you're, I mean, just because it's hard doesn't mean you should quit.
Yeah. The breakthrough or the comeback, right? I think both. You know, I mean, and that can be in your business. It can be, you know, as I always share, it was like 3 years of hearing no's. And I mean, that was hard to go, okay, but you know what? That yes is coming. I still believe. I still, you know, every time I would check in with my gut, it felt like I was supposed to stay on the right track. But it's hard when we're in that season where it's not happening in our business, right? It's hard to keep going. But sometimes it's.
But hard is not, we have to teach ourselves, hard is not rare.
Right.
The path is hard.
And I think, and listen, I'm so big on this because we hear from so many people. Okay. I hope I don't say this the wrong way. So many people in the personal growth space who just go, don't give up. and they've never actually built anything themselves. They're really good at talking about it.
Yes.
But I don't believe the victory is not giving up. I believe the victory is checking in with your knowing and going, is this the dream I'm supposed to keep going after?
Yes.
You know, when I thought I was in my dream job, I always wanted to host a talk show. My whole life growing up, I watched Oprah, and I was eventually in my dream job. And I had this knowing I was supposed to launch a cosmetics, and I knew nothing about it. And I had this big realization that sometimes knowing when to let go of a dream is as important as knowing when to go after one.
Absolutely.
And I trusted my gut. But had I kept that whole like, never quit, never quit, as though that's the failure, I would have actually failed because I would have stayed somewhere I wasn't supposed to be. So I don't know. Don't even get me started on this whole thing. One thing I was going to say though, really fast.
Oh, no, you're right. That's so key.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's the entire thing. Like focus and discipline doesn't matter if you're doing it for the wrong ends or you're doing it in a way where the means make you miserable. You know, I almost said, what should I be focused and disciplined about? I'm like, your experience of the day.
Yeah.
Cause you're not your tasks. You're not like focus and discipline isn't about the outcome. It's not about the status. It's not about the external reward. It's a way of being true to yourself. And it's a way of knowing the difference between what's authentic and real to you and important to you and what is distraction or what is inauthentic.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people willingly, with great focus and discipline, march on the inauthentic path for years and decades. Yeah. That is not the right focus and discipline we're talking about. We are talking about you climbing your mountain. We are talking about you finding your inner joy and cultivating that. What is that unique thing that brings your passions and interests into alignment? That unique thing that it's like, oh, that feels right, even if it's hard.
Yeah.
That feels right, even if I have no idea how to do it most of my life. You know?
Yeah, no, that's so good. I think that's so important to call that out. And I think like when you talk about, you know, going over a decade in this and not getting distracted or tempted to change what you're doing or how you're doing it just because someone popped up with a million followers here, it's whatever. It's like, because
first book came out 20 years ago this
20
year.
Years ago. Amazing.
So
and you stay authentic.
20 years and full time since 2005 or six.
Yeah.
So it's like 14, this is 15 years.
When we stay authentic,
same day,
though,
every day. It's like on Groundhog's Day. If you were in Brendan's world, you're like, man, that guy, he just keeps going. It's so 15.
Same smoothie in a blender, same everything.
Here I am teaching 15 years later.
Yeah. Right?
It's like, that's my thing. I love to teach.
Yeah. And just one thought, because I know we're almost out of time today, is like, listen, when I look back at, you know, all the people that lasted and built a brand that lasted, because I've now had the blessing of meeting tens of thousands of entrepreneurs and going on air with them at QVC for 10 years. And the ones that lasted, which is very few, the ones that built something that lasted and mattered are literally not the smartest, not even the hardest working, not the anything. It's the ones that showed up authentically on air and the same they were in the green room, for better or worse, right? And I talk about that a lot because I think that's the way to not burn out. Is to just freaking show up authentically. You're not then worried about having to conform or this or that, or get distracted by who has this or who. It's like when I see you talk about the last 20 years, right? And talk about how you've of course it's consistent and focus and discipline, but it's also just authentic to you. Like you haven't done anything similar to what anyone else is doing in the personal growth space ever. It's like, you just keep, it's like, and I think that's the beauty. And I think, you know, when we embrace that lesson and we realize like, oh, if I just fully show up with my own thing, like in my example, it didn't take off for at least three years. Right. So I could have thought, oh, this is so slow. I have no money. Maybe my gut is wrong. Maybe I need to change who I am or what my mission is.
Yeah.
But the biggest victory isn't the outcome, right? It's sticking true to your own authentic, you know, your own authentic mission. And I believe that's, you know, one of the biggest reasons we were able to build a company that lasted, that mattered, that made a difference in that space, and it continues to every day. And I think that's so powerful about what you're saying. And just to end on one note is the idea that you are the godfather of growth is now perpetuating and going everywhere, because
I know
I was in Clubhouse for only the second time ever. I still am holding my opinion on how I feel about it right now. I'm going to not judge yet. And I'm going to just observe and take it in. I'm not sure, but I was in there for the second time ever, grateful to be in there and just check it out and be invited and all that stuff. But it was in there to celebrate our friend Tom's launch.
Tom Bilyeu. Right? I hope you guys follow Tom Bilyeu. He's on top.
Yes.
On that with me too. I love
him. I love him. I love Lisa. I love Lisa. Sometimes she and I just leave each other audio texts and I'm just like, my mood. And same with Jenna Kutcher. So many, oh my gosh. Okay. But anyways, in the clubhouse, everywhere, boom, boom, boom. Everyone's talking into it. Brendon Burchard, godfather of growth. Brendon Burchard, godfather, going on and on and on and on and on. It's this thing I think started by Jay Shetty, if I remember right, taking on its whole, a whole life of its own. And I don't know if you're ever going to be able to, I mean, it's a great nickname if you're going to have one. So
I wish people would just say, maybe, you know, I led some personal development on the internet years, right? I think that's really more humbly the truth is like,
I
was just in the personal development space from 2000, the last 20 years, I had this amazing opportunity because I was early into the technology and early into online education. And I think but listen, because everyone who knows me all knows, I actually, the godfathers were Ben Franklin, Dale Carnegie, Earl Nightingale, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Stephen Covey, you know, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, you know, Deepak, Marianne, even Oprah, they were like, we were all built on them. And then Marcus Aurelius, Aristotle, we're built on those people. I just happened to show up when the internet was there and tried to teach on the internet. And that was early. That was the thing.
All right. So while all that is true, I really believe why you have this nickname isn't just because of what you do. I believe it's because of your leadership inside the personal growth space. I believe it's because when you see someone else that you mentioned earlier doing a billion views or this or that, your instinct is to go, how can I celebrate them? How can I give them even a greater voice? How can I champion them with what they're doing? And that's leadership, right? Because we all hopefully learn in this journey in life, right? One thing I always say is we're not put on this earth to compete with anyone else. I believe we're put on this earth to compete with the person we know we're born capable of becoming. And when we embrace that, it's so freeing and you fully embrace that. That's why I believe you have the nickname, because all of these other huge thought leaders in the personal growth space, you continue to help them all with their own stuff. And no one sees that behind the scenes. You do it all behind the scenes. So then I'll just broadcast it on the morning show because that's what friends are for. But that is why I believe you have that nickname.
Hey, it's Brendon, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.